Welcome to WaveWriter Midday Wave, your mid-session market intelligence. Let's dive in.
The S&P 500 is clinging to fractional gains at midday, but underneath that calm, there are nearly seven bearish stocks for every single bullish one. Iran's strike headlines hit overnight, crude is up over 5%, and the only clean longs in this entire tape are energy and defense. This is WaveWriter Midday Wave. Let's get into it.
Yeah, and honestly, that breadth number is the only story today.
Walk me through what we're actually seeing beneath the surface here.
Okay, so SPY is fractionally positive, QQQ roughly flat, IWM slightly negative. Meaningful recovery off the Iran strike lows, but we're not in rally mode. But here's the thing, the bull-bear 4% ratio is 88 bulls versus 607 bears.
607?
607, yeah.
And sentiment?
Pinned at very bearish at 4%, well below the 40 SMA, which is itself already in bearish territory. That's nearly 7-to-1 bearish skew.
7-to-1. On a day, the index is green.
On a day, the index is green, exactly. And the number that concerns me most, 38.66% of stocks above their 40 SMA. That's not just a bad morning, that's intermediate trend deterioration happening in real time.
So if I'm looking at the sector board, where's the zero percentile reading and where's the 92nd? Give me the two extremes.
RSPG equal weight energy at plus 4.62, 92nd percentile rank. That's trend and catalyst fully aligned, the only sector where that's true today. On the other end, RSPH Healthcare hitting a new 52-week low score at the zero percentile, minus 1.17.
And if you needed one more reason to avoid healthcare.
Cigna's CEO just announced retirement this morning. Leadership vacuum landing on top of a sector already at its structural floor.
Right. Consumer discretionary?
Minus 0.69, zero percentile. Financials at minus 0.86, both sectors to avoid.
It's like a duck, right? Indexes gliding calmly on the surface.
But beneath the waterline, nearly seven stocks are sinking for every one rising. The calm is completely deceptive.
So if 7 out of 8 stocks are effectively sinking, where is the institutional money actually going? Let's get into the specific names and the specific levels.
Energy and defense, and I mean that literally. Crude oil up 5.3% to $70.58 on Strait of Hormuz closure fears. RSPG at that 92nd percentile I mentioned.
Right.
Defense names are the second clean pocket. AXON plus 5.44%, NOC plus 3.96%, PLTR plus 6.79 to 146.50.
And the volume story.
That's the key. Look, energy names are showing elevated RVOL. Everywhere else is running 0.1 to 0.4, well below average. The recovery is thin and concentrated in geopolitical beneficiaries.
A stock that gapped down on earnings and is now up over $6 off the open. Walk me through why Dave is a signal and not a trap.
This is the kind of setup I get excited about in a week tape because it tells you real money is moving. Dave at $199.01, revenue up 62.97% year over year.
Right, right.
Gapped down 324 at the open, but has surged 642 off the open print. Classic episodic pivot.
Magna 53 setup?
Magna 53 setup all the way. And look, 12% short float, plus 204% gain off 52-week lows, plus 4.3% fund ownership change. That's a potent squeeze cocktail.
What's the risk?
30.5% below the 52-week high means overhead supply is real for multi-day continuation. Manage size accordingly.
What's the one setup that isn't ready yet, and what would make it ready?
CRDO. Gapped down 375 on a revenue disappointment, but has recovered 570 from the open with elevated RVOL at the stock level. Real participation. But the sentiment read is negative at minus one.
So what's the trigger?
I mean, 30 to 60 minute consolidation above the open print with RVOL staying elevated would shift it from a dead cat to a failed breakdown setup worth watching. Until then, do not chase the intraday recovery.
CRDO needs a base before it's tradable. And that raises the bigger question for the whole tape. How do we know which of these moves have real institutional backing and which ones are just headline noise?
Look, the RVOL picture is blunt about this. Across most continuation signals, relative volume is running 0.1 to 0.4, well below average.
So it's just short covering?
Short covering and headline chasing rather than institutional accumulation. Energy names are the sole exception, with elevated RVOL on the crude spike, the only place where volume is confirming the price move.
But wait, if it's just short covering, why is NVDA up over 3%? That's not a small move for a stock that size.
Honestly, NVDA is the hardest read today. So, okay, here's what I keep coming back to. The price says bounce, but the sector is telling a completely different story.
Which is?
The equal weight tech sector, RSPT, is sitting at only the third percentile rank.
Huh.
At minus 0.46 with a minus 1.83% daily change, NVDA is getting a bounce, but it's happening against a structurally weak tech backdrop.
So the volume and sector context don't support a broad tech recovery thesis.
Exactly. And that's why the 180 level matters so much this afternoon. Think about it. A recovery on low volume sounds okay in the moment, but real conviction recoveries come with heavy volume. This one does not. If you are not in energy or defense, the volume data is telling you to be patient.
So we have a low conviction recovery, energy and defense as the only clean longs, and a geopolitical headline that could move everything in either direction this afternoon. Let's build the playbook for the next few hours.
Yep, and the volume data is the thread that ties all of it together.
If you had to give traders two price levels that will tell them whether this recovery has legs or is about to unravel, what are they?
PLTR at 146.50, watch 140 as intraday support. Holding above 143 into the close signals
institutional conviction.
Institutional conviction, yes. A fade below 140 suggests this is a headline-only move with no follow-through. Fade it.
And NVDA?
180 is the critical level. If NVDA loses 180 on afternoon selling, the already weak tech sector at the third percentile could roll over into an outright rout.
And given the low-volume recovery we just described,
there's not much underneath to catch it. Overall bias, cautiously neutral with a defensive lean. Not panicked, but this is a session for precision, not complacency.
What's the one thing that could change everything before the close?
A single Iran escalation headline in the afternoon could
unwind everything.
Instantly. Think about where Iran headlines could take us by Thursday before sizing up any new positions today. It's fog on a mountain road out there. PLTR and NVDA are the guardrails. Stay between them and you navigate it. Lose them and the drop-off could be steep.
Energy and defense are your lifeboats. PLTR 140 and NVDA 180 are your guardrails. And if either one breaks, that's your signal to step back, not double down. Everything else, wait for confirmation. That's your midday wave for today. Stay sharp, stay sized right, and we'll see you back here tomorrow.
That's all for today's episode of Wave Rider Midday Wave, your mid-session market intelligence. See you next time.